Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Playbook Project, and I am your host, Tracy Brown, the startup strategist, the founder of the Girlfriend Experience, and yes, the voice of Behind Your Dollar. I am super excited tonight, only because this we're in like the third quarter, and we're in the second half of the third quarter. See, we simply started off with prayer, and then we positioned ourselves, and then we went through the process. And we understood our passion and our purpose. And then last week, we got the opportunity to advise a plan. But, you know, even after all that goes on, and we've been working very hard, sometimes we just get a little stuck. And we feel like we're in quicksand. We feel like we don't know what to do or how to do it. But one thing we do know is when you get to that point, you have to learn how to push. And tonight we're going to talk about push. We're going to push our way through. But we have none other than Christina Wallace of, you know, that came from Northwest D.C. that's going to present her word tonight. And I'm telling you, I'm excited. She's a mother of two, one 20 and one 19-year-old, and one that graduated this year. So how exciting is that? She has a passion to help women, especially battered and bruised women, to help them to heal and to challenge them to make that personal commitment to do just a little better. And some of the things she would like to help them go through is like a mentoring program, building their self-esteem, and also allowing them to recognize or helping them to recognize God-given talents and gifts that they have. So she has a big heart, and she loves God's people. So I would like to present to you Ms. Christina Wallace.
Hi, good evening, everybody. I hope everyone is well. I am excited of God that we've been blessed with this opportunity to be a part of this Playbook Project with Tracy. I bless God for you, Tracy. This has been truly the word tonight is push. So I bless God for you guys, for each and every one of you, pastors, teachers, preachers, evangelists, apostles, everyone in their respective places. I bless God for you guys, for you all. My word tonight, as I just mentioned a few moments ago, is push. This has been, first of all, the most interesting encounter with this group of women and the girlfriend experience, along with Tracy herself. Just a little bit of background. I met Tracy through Anne of Anointed Vessels, and it's just amazing how God has ordered it's still ordering my steps and placing me and placing positive people along my life's path, my journey, to not just help me get to the next dimension or the next, you know, place in God, but to help challenge me and to push me in that direction. So I want to say thank you, Anne, and thank you, Tracy. Okay, so again, tonight our word is push. And I would like to just briefly define the word push. I have here push in the Hebrew, according to Strong's Concordance 160. The word is pronounced dakak, which is pronounced daka. And it also means to push down, to chase, drive away, overthrow, and it also means outcast. In dealing with ministry and our finances, I would like to hit on ministry first, since a lot of us especially are involved in ministry, and this is a wonderful ministry that God has laid upon our sister Tracy's heart. In ministry, on all different levels, whether it be apostle on down to the bishop, the pastor, the deacons, the trustees, the missionary board, and, you know, the deacon board on down to the pew, we all know that it's so very important, especially in these days and times that we live in, it's so important that we push past whatever opposition may come our way. And opposition in ministry comes in many facets, but just touching on one in particular is embracing people, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, many of us know that coming into church, mind you, I wasn't raised in church, but what used to bother me as a little girl is seeing people come into the church and not being embraced with love. I hate it with a passion when people come into the church, they're looking for love. They're looking to be heard. They're looking for someone. In some cases, some people are crying out, hey, look, listen, I'm over here. I'm hurting. And we in the church, and I'm not shooting anyone in the foot, and I'm not downing anyone. However, I want especially those of us in ministry to be mindful of our first role in God in ministry is to the people, okay? It's to God and to the people. And so I speak from this area, very area of, again, from myself, because I realized that growing up in the church, I didn't grow up in the church, but having come into the church in my early 20s, I realized that a lot of young people come to the church and, you know, they share their ideas and they share where they're, you know, wanting to go and what they're wanting to see. And, of course, some of it, you know, can be a little less, you know, to the left. However, it's our job to help people come into know who God is, and that is meeting them on every level, any level that they that God sees fit to have you minister to that person. Really quick, I am a mother, single mom of two, and I tell you, it has definitely been a challenge in pushing in, you know, raising two people, young people that have a mind of their own, and they have their own personalities and what have you. But I tell you something, the young people have helped me really, truly realize the importance of embracing their ideas and concepts for ministry. I would like to also direct your attention to another definition of push, but instead of actually the definition of push, I like to say we also have to press our way in ministry, and we have to press our way into having great finances to, you know, do the work for the kingdom of the Lord. And ministry, I have to say, ministry can take place at any time, any place, any given place, or what have you. I believe that we, especially in the African American community, no offense to anyone outside of that community on the line, we have to get so to the place where we are not so just so comfortable in talking with just our own people, because there is more than just a community of black people that are out here that also are looking and crying out for Christ. So therefore, we've got to push outside of our comfort zones, no matter what level we're on, no matter who we are, what title we may have, we have to push beyond our title, push beyond where we are, and reach people, reach the masses. And a prime example of reaching beyond the masses, a couple of months ago, Tracy and a few young ladies and I had gone to a wine festival in, Calvert County, and we had the opportunity of meeting a group of nice Caucasian people that were just kind of, you know, having a great time and enjoying themselves. And, of course, you know, we were also being mindful of, you know, getting up out of the woods by a certain time, but that's for another conversation. I mentioned that to say that it was such great ministry going on, because, as we all know, music is a way of connecting people from all walks of life, and in that ministry, we can push forth in ministry and have ministry come forth. Amen. I bless God for that opportunity, because not only did I, you know, I think that was my first time hanging out with the girls. And you know, it was such a wonderful experience to, you know, have a great time, but it was a teaching moment that at that moment the girls pushed outside of whatever their comfort zones were, and we actually danced with everyone there. So it was a wonderful time, and with all the tension in the air and, you know, the racial tension and the terrorist attacks taking place as they did just recently in Orlando, and my heart go out to those families and friends that have lost loved ones there. We've got to push beyond all that we know, all that we've learned from times past, because it's a different time, it's a different day, it's a different season. We've got to get our minds right, and we've got to get our head in the game. And just as Tracy said, we're coming back from halftime, just getting back and getting our heads into the game. So halftime, you spend time, you know, reconstructing, you know, your strategies as to how you're going to fight the enemy in this battle. And how many know the devil is the biggest punk that's out there, okay? So the devil, what he's trying to do in this season, in this day and hour, what his thing we already know, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, yeah, we know that, right? But he also comes in the same script with a different cast. So his devices are the same, but he comes through different people. So what we have to do while we're reconstructing our, you know, our strategies to fight the devil, we come back. This is the third quarter. We've got a strategy plan, and that strategy plan is to push. We are to push past what the devil's schemes are. We are to push past what the devil told us that we won't amount up to be, whether it was spoken through mama, daddy, grandpa, sister, cousin, bruh, whomever, stranger, friend, or foe. We're to push past whatever things people have said to us that discount our characters. We're to know in the end that we all we can do is all we can do. We have to push past people trying to manipulate us and have us controlling in that witchcraft spirit to, you know, do what they want us to do when they want us to do it. The devil is a liar. We are free. We were born free. Amen. We've come into the knowledge of Christ, born again in his blood, washed in his blood. And we have to know, put on that mindset that, hey, you know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I will stand and push past whatever your enemies, you know, are trying to do. Devil, I see you coming a mile away. I'm going to push past your little Mickey Mouse game that you're trying to play. I'm better than that, and I'm bigger than that. Because, you know, God before you, who can stand against you? Amen? Amen. I bless God for, you know, in the midst of all that's happening, you know, with Trump and his shenanigans, you know, that's a distraction. People know, should know, it's a distraction that he's saying what he's saying, and it's all for publicity, you know, and all of that. However, with him being in place as it is, you know, we have to stand up together and stand in unity, united as one, and speak and push past those spirits in operation. How many know that the gifts that God gives us, they're not for us to lie, they weren't placed in us, to lie dormant, but they were placed in us for us to activate them through prayer in Christ to show us what we're to do, what we were born to do, what our purpose and destiny is in life, to show us, Lord, how do we bring those things down? Now, right now, that's a big giant. And you know what? You know what happened to the children of Anak, okay? Hey, we have the power, okay, to speak against those wicked things, and places and people. I'm sorry, people and places in high places. We have the power to speak up against those things. Amen. I bless God that we are living in a time where it is none other than the time that he would have us to live, because we still have a great work to do. We've got to push past all the opposition that's coming in to us. Okay. We have to push past all the oppositions, excuse me, and build God's kingdom. Another definition I want to give for pushing or pressure, the pressure that we feel on today, it feels like for some people that the pressure of life is squeezing you and it's pushing you, you know, into a corner where it's just pushing you in places that you just, you know, are uncomfortable of. I want to give a definition of the word pressure. Pressure actually builds in silence. The example of pressing is like the olive. To get extra olive oil, it has to be pressed just a tad bit more than the regular olive to get that oil flowing. Amen? So we want to be able to push past whatever the devil is trying to put in our place. We want to push past and press our way, regardless of what we see coming at us. And in this season, I have to share, in this season, we've got to check our emotions because we're in a war. Whether unbeknownst to anyone on the line, we're in a war. And this is a fight, not just for our life, but for the kingdom of God. And in this war, we have no time to be stressed out and pressed out because we're emotionally dealing with things. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, we have to be emotional as women. However, there comes a point in time where we need to shut those things down to be able to hear clearly what thus saith the Lord and see clearly and also push past whatever opposition, whatever is coming our way. We've got to push. I can't stress enough the importance of us understanding the war that we're living in. I mean, this time that we're living in and this wartime that we are in, it is a push. For some of us, it's a push to get up every day, honey. There's a push to get up and go to that job, as some people call, to go work for the man. It's a push. But you know what? God has given us the power and the authority. We can speak over those mountains and they shall be removed according to your level of faith. Amen. I bless God. I bless God. Hallelujah. I bless God. We must remember that in the pressing, in the pushing, we must not allow people to make us feel less than or lower than. And I know some people may be thinking, oh, okay, you know what, I know this before. This is so elementary for me. Okay, it's elementary for you. But for some people, you know, it's nothing like hearing it again. You know, some people try to come into your life to, you know, the devil uses them to try to torment you, just cause and wreak havoc over your life. Let me share something with you. Our minds are our Garden of Eden. And as our minds are the Garden of Eden for Christ, I pray that we have to cast down all imagination, you know, and that's whatever you're dealing with, whatever you want to put that imagination in, whatever your imagination is, we need to cast that down and push past it. Push past it. We've got to push. Somebody say it with me. Push. All right, I remember for those mothers being pregnant, I was a young mom. I had my first child at 21, and I remember being in the operating room. And this is also an example in the spiritual realm as well. I remember being in the operating room, and, you know, when it came time, you know, for my uterus ripening, and it was time for me to get ready to push. They said, all right, Ms. Wallace, we need you to put your feet in the stirrup, honey, and push as hard as you can. Now we're going to count to three. One, two, three, push. And I pushed, honey. Oh, I pushed, and asked myself, Lord, what am I doing? What have I done? They looked at their father, what have you done to me? You know, but I pushed, honey. I pushed. My God, I pushed that gift out, that beautiful bouncing baby boy, which is my firstborn, who is now 20. I pushed that beautiful gift out. How many know in ministry, when God has given you something in your belly and you know you got something that you God is wanting you to do, you don't know what it is, but you got to pray to him and commune with him and have that ongoing relationship with him, communing with him every day or what have you, and he'll begin to, you know, walk with you and talk with you and begin to tell you who you are and begin to tell you, this is what I have, you know, birthed you for this very moment, and this is the assignment that I need you to produce for me in the kingdom. Amen. We've got to push. We've got to push that baby out. And how many know that pushing is not an easy job, okay? Some of us got to push, push, push. Some, you know, can get that thing out right then and there. Some of us got to, you know, wait a couple of hours, 6 hours, 24 hours. Some of us, Lord forbid, 72 hours. Oh, Lord Jesus. But you got to push regardless of how long it takes you to push that gift out and push whatever God has put forth in you to do. You got to push it, honey. All right? I bless God. Now, I'd like to go to also pushing in the spiritual realm as well. It is so interesting when I came to know who God really is. Now, again, I was not born and raised in the church. I didn't know, you know, the protocols to church, if you will. And so, but I do remember Grandma praying with me. I remember my grandmother praying with me, and my mother, she didn't believe in pushing me. She wanted me to get to know Christ for myself, so we would talk about scriptures or what have you, but she wanted me to seek him for myself, and I actually did. And when I did, and it was only until I got into the ministry where I am now, Promised Land Ministries, where my Archbishop, Joshua Paul Logan, is, he helped me in his teaching come to know not just who Christ is, but the importance of seeking him, and also, along with everything else he's taught, but the importance of pushing and standing and being that warrior for Christ. Amen, and I bless God for him. Bless God for you, man of God, wherever you are. It's important that we not only proclaim Christ in the church, okay, amen, but we proclaim him wherever we are without us even having to say that we're Deacon so-and-so and Apostle so-and-so. People should be able to spot that light, of that ray of light in our life. Amen? And we've got to push past all of our own idiosyncrasies and be able to have people see that, because we are all here for a purpose and for a reason. Christ has given us life to push past the craziness in the world to do his great will with his help. Amen. I'd like to just kind of go back to the importance of pushing. I would like to actually just mention about the importance of pushing while under scrutiny, while being accused. How many know the devil is the accuser of the brethren? Amen. So you can live how you would like to live, the good Christian life. You can cross all your T's and dot all your I's. The devil is just, you just get on his nerves. Okay? You just get on his everlasting nerves. You just irk him in every way possible. So, of course, as a result of that, he is going to aggravate you through those members of yours where he feels that you yield vulnerable. That's how some of the ways the enemy attacks. And the enemy also sometimes attacks us through those that are closest to our hearts. So those of you that may be going through those family issues right now, that may be a reason why the enemy is attacking you, because the ones that are closest to your heart, he's trying to wreak havoc, you know, in your life, to take you off focus and distract you from your purpose in God. Amen? I'm just saying, I've had it happen to me, and I know these days and times that we live in, we've got to literally close out everything that we're seeing and hearing and hear the voice of God and actually seek him and push past all of those things. And how many know it's not easy to push? How many know that, especially for those people that may have been in a depressive state, and I was once there, it's hard to push past those types of issues going on in your life. You know, it's very hard, because the enemy, what he does, again, is the battlefield of the mind. The enemy attacks your mind to take away your focus on who you know you are in God, and to take away, strip you naked of who he thinks that you are in the Lord, okay? And remember, the enemy, the devil, is God's devil. So God will only allow him to do certain things that, you know, he will allow him to do. So we've got to stop saying, oh, the devil, we got to stop blaming everything on the devil is what I'm trying to say. I ain't going to dress it up. We have to stop blaming everything on the devil and know and trust and believe that whatever the situation is, we've got to push through prayer, okay? And I know it's a famous cliche when people say you got to pray until something happens. Yes, you do definitely have to pray until something happens. But if you have faith with no walks, it's dead, okay? So I came here this evening for all of us to help get our minds right, get our minds back in the game, and realize that you are here for a purpose, you know, and you're here because God wants you here. And as long as you still have breath in your body, you have a purpose in God. Amen. You have to keep pushing. You have to keep pressing no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. You know, even eagles need a push, okay? Learning to soar, even eagles need to push, all right? We need to push, okay? We need to push. We need to push. We need to push. I can't say that enough. There's enough of the nonsense that some of us have allowed, and it's time to push. Push out those people that mean us no good. Push out those little, you know, imps in your ear, you know, whether it's on your job, in your family. We got to push them past, you know, push past them and beyond them, because what the devil does, when he gets a glimpse of who you are, he'll use even your family members, even the closest ones to you, to attack you. So be mindful of your giftings. Be mindful to watch guard over them. Be mindful who you tell your business to. Be mindful who you let in your inner circle in this day and time, because what happened in Orlando was as a result of sleeper cells that became activated, and that's exactly what happened in that situation. So they're sleeper cells. They lie dormant until the time of activation. We've got to be careful and mindful of our surroundings and be even the more mindful to prepare, because I tell you what's going on now, you know, some of us thought we went through something. This is nothing compared to what's ahead of us. And how do you prepare for that? You know, you push past whatever thing, you know, that's been bothering you. If it comes to, you know, you having an aunt with a friend, a family member, or foe, I encourage you on this night, tonight, to go in prayer about that thing. Let it go. Push past it, because this is no time for us to be holding on to dead weight. This is time for us to push past the dead weight. I don't care, again, what mama, daddy spoke over you, what have you, but who does God say about you? What does he say about you, okay? What does he say about you? His like Kwanzaa said, his praise, you know, he says his praises are yay and amen. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter what anyone says about you. You know what I'm saying? It really doesn't. It just matters what God says about you and what you're doing for the kingdom. Amen. I bless God that, you know, we have this opportunity that each living day is a day to get it right. Amen. And I encourage everyone, again, to rethink where you are in your life. Rethink of, you know, not just where you are, but how much better you can be, how much more of an impact you can make, you know, with someone that irritates you. Have you all noticed that, speaking of irritation, that the very person that sometimes may irritate you, maybe the very person you may need to minister to, and that you got to push past the irritation, my God, oh my God, oh my goodness, I can't stand that sometimes. OMG, how many know that you have to push past all of those things and cause ministry to come forth? It is not an easy thing to do, but you know what? It's not about us. It's about pleasing God, doing what God would have us to do. Amen. I have a few books to reference with regard to pushing. And one book in particular, it talked of pushing as helping you discover God's plan for your life, and also helping you to discover the blessings of your gift that God wants you or what God wants you to be. And how many know, for those of us that had issues with, I don't see myself here, I don't see myself doing that, you know, whatever God has spoken to you, that's what you are to pursue and to do for the kingdom. You've got to push past how you feel about yourself, what you see about yourself, and be mindful of not to share your dreams with dream killers, because they will push that down, if you will, and cause you, if you're not careful, to miss the mark on what God has called you forth to do and called you forth to be in this day and time. And I tell you, the name of that book is Push and Push Start, I think. Is that Push Start? Yes, it's Push Start. And I'll give you all by the end of the call, because I misplaced my note on who that book is by, to be able to reference that at some time in your studies. But it's important that we know, it's a wilderness experience out here, guys. It is not a game. It is not a joke. We need to get our minds back into the game, realize that not only is it a wilderness experience, but it's wild out there. You know, in the midst of our adversity, we've got to push, we've got to press our way, you know, in order for God to have his way in our lives. You know, we've got to sometimes be uncomfortable for him to push us out of our comfort zone. And I'm speaking to me, you guys, this is for me. You've got to cause you to be uncomfortable to push you out of your comfort zone in order for him to get the glory out of what he's asked us to do. That's for me. For a long time, you know, I was like, okay, God, you know, I know you put this in me. I see that. I hear this and I hear that. And I'm like, okay, Tracy, okay, and this is what I want to do. But God, unbeknownst to me, a year ago, God placed it in my life to help push me to my next dimension and to do his great work. Amen. I bless God for them. If you can endure the pain, if you can come to a place where you can endure the pain, there's a blessing and a push in your pain. I'll say that again. If you can endure the pain, the promise, I said that backwards, I'm sorry, your promise is in your pain. When you push past someone when you push past, you know, what happened to you as a little girl or as a little boy, you know, when you push past, there's a promise in your pain and your future. You know, there are some people that live their life, you know, for years in darkness and craziness. Why? Because there's a lot of not just strongholds and yokes of bondages and things like that, but generational curses that come about sometimes from grandma and them, great-grandpa and them, from not doing things of God the right way or what have you. And that generational curse can affect you in so many ways you would not even believe, even down to your children. But I bind that spirit right now and that curse right now in the name of Jesus. We bind that and we come against that, because that's not going to be us in this season. Because in this season, we're going to push past whatever grandma and them created back then that's affecting the family now, and we're going to claim our children back. We're going to pray for our children and their children and it's their children and their children. We're going to push and pray for them and ask God to anoint them in advance in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray down, even down to the sixth, seventh, and eighth generations in the name of Jesus, that they will not come up, that they will push past whatever issues that we had. By the time they get to that point, that they would have already surpassed us in the name of Jesus in terms of what we've dealt with in the past generations. Amen. I remember there was a time where I was, in ministry. I'm sorry. God is just, he's so good. He's so good. He's so good. I just got so many good things to say, but I won't keep your patience. I'm sorry, you guys. I won't hold you for long. But I do have to share this. There was one time when you truly press and you push and you pray in God, I was under so much scrutiny. And believe it or not, the scrutiny was in ministry. And I know within all my heart of hearts that I served to all of my ability. And everyone that knows me know that I am not in this, you know, in whatever you give me to do for any fashion fair or what have you. I'm just blessed of God for the opportunity to do it. So anyways, I was so hurt by the situation to the point where I just had to go immediately in prayer. And once I had gone into prayer, the Lord had me remember Joshua 1:9 and said, "Have I not told thee that I would be with you? You know, have not I told you to be strong and of good courage?" So in other words, why are you tripping? In other words, you know, this is after the second half into the third quarter. Why are you tripping? Oppositions are going to come. Just keep your faith and your focus on me, and you'll be all right. Why are you tripping? You know, and I'm like, okay, all right, I get it. But it took me a minute to get it because I was so hurt. But I had to push past what that situation was because it was a bigger blessing on the other side of that. And had I kept myself so caught up on the fact that, you know, they just was coming against me and doing what they were doing, the devilment, as the old folks would say, I would have missed my blessing out of that. Amen. Now, ministry always finds us and puts us, but not to, I'm sorry, people build us up in ministry for us not to make mistakes, but everybody knows that we're only human. So once we keep that in mind, in the forefront of our minds, to be humble, you know, as humble pie, of course, not being a doormat, but to push past, you know, being put, you know, seen as one thing and being another, okay? And what I mean by that is some people in the secular world see that when you're in ministry that, you know, you should be this and that and squeaky clean, honey, up. No, I'm sorry, not me, okay? All of us were born and we were all falling short of the glory of God, and I do not claim to profess perfection, but God sees me, you know, is great in him. I thank him for that. I bless him for that. Amen. Let's be mindful not to present ourselves as such and much to where people cannot come up to us and talk with us, because you just never know. In this last evil day, people are crying out. The sons and daughters are looking for us. You know, they're looking and crying out, "Hey, I need to know Jesus. What is it about you that makes you smile so much? Get them a nurse. What is it?" You know, we don't want to turn people away because we're in our own little way. We want to also help bring, push past that as much as possible as we live to bring forth the glory of God. And I also just want to leave you with one other scripture that I find is so profound in the pushing and the pressing. And that scripture is found in 2 Corinthians 4:8, and it reads, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." I tell you, we'll read that again. We are troubled on every side. That means on every side you see chaos going on, but yet not distressed. We are not troubled by that, not moved by it because of who we are in God and who God is to us most of all. And we are perplexed, but not in despair. I try to tell you, it's not an easy thing to walk every day in Christ. It's not easy. It's very challenging at times. And for those of you that have a wonderful time, especially not having challenges, God bless you. Pray for me. I need Jesus every moment of my life, okay? And I bless him. You know, he knows his child. He knows that I'm getting there every day. I'm a work in progress every day. But I bless God for you all's time. I bless God for this opportunity to have just given you some golden nuggets to walk away with, hopefully, for the rest of this week. And may God continue to bless you and keep you is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to unmute your lines in just a minute. But see, what I heard her say was that even an eagle needs a push, that there's promise in your pain. I don't know about you, but I personally needed that push. And I thank you, Christina, for an awesome word. I thank you for encouraging us tonight. I thank you for hitting some of us just right where we are, because we're right there. We just at that little doubt, but you told us that we had to push our way through. So thank you.